Lay 100.5 WRCH, it is Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut.
On a warm summer day, there really is nothing like a cool, refreshing beer. And in Connecticut, we've got lots of choices of lagers, stouts, IPAs, and other varieties brewed right here in our state. Just take a look at the beer aisle of your favorite supermarket or package store and see for yourself. And as you're perusing all those bottles and all those cans, you'll start to get an idea that the beer industry is really big business in Connecticut. In fact, a new report showed that beer is worth more than $3 billion in the state's economy. The beer industry has exploded here in the last few years, and in 2011, there were 16 breweries operating in Connecticut. At the end of 2018, there were 90.
And many
more are in the works. So, as you might expect, all of this beer activity means jobs. In fact, the beer industry supports more than 21,000 jobs in our state. Not all of them are in brewing and selling beer either. Farmers are starting to grow hops, which is the plant that gives beer the bitter tang. Mm-hmm. And we've got at least two malt houses here, malted grain, usually barley, but some varieties use rice, wheat, and corn. That's the primary ingredient in the beer. And brewers like the idea of using Connecticut malt in Connecticut beer. So when you raise a glass, you're not just wetting your whistle. You're a big part of a growing industry. That's one more good thing about Connecticut. Is there a Connecticut museum or attraction that you've been wanting to visit but haven't, or a favorite place you've been wanting to revisit? Well, now it's your chance. This Saturday is Connecticut Open House Day. Over 200 tourism destinations across the state will be offering free or discounted admissions or special offers to Connecticut restaurants. It includes arts and cultural venues, historical sites, museums, carousels, vineyards, farms, and restaurants. Now in its 15th year, 15 years of Connecticut Open House Day, this one-day statewide event is designed to showcase Connecticut's mix of tourism attractions. It's a special opportunity for Connecticut residents to be tourists in their own backyard. Now, this year's Connecticut Open House Day features free admission to over 70 attractions, including museums and historical sites, free tours at more than 35 properties, including some that are rarely open to the public. This is your chance. Special offers and giveaways to over 80 businesses, including B&Bs, vineyards, shops, and art galleries. And there's going to be special activities through the state as well. Scenic train, trolley, and boat rides, animal encounters, chocolate tastings, behind-the-scene tours, and so much more. So grab your friends and family and explore about Connecticut this Saturday. Now, it's June 4th,
which means
it's a new month, and we have a new prize pack. But with every new prize pack, we give away an old prize pack, so we need our May winner.
That's correct. The CT Visit May winner is Michael Bonatti. He is from Amston, Connecticut. He picks up the Elm City Party Bike Tour gift certificate.
Fun. Excellent.
Also, the Field of Fire Adventure certificate. So congratulations to Michael, and of course, the Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag.
That's right, but now up for grabs a June CT Visit prize pack. One lucky winner will get a gift certificate for a one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for four people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. They're located on the Farmington River, and they're one of New England's largest specialty paddle sports shops. They offer retail sales, rentals, lessons, on-site access to the Upper Mill Pond as well. You're also going to get some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. You can get yourself registered to win by heading over to WRCH.com and click on contests.